Well, welcome to another edition of the Bottom Line Show. Roger Marsh here, and a very special guest joining me to talk about something very special. Of course, this Sunday is Father's Day, and when we talk about Father's Day and the role of fathers that they play, let's not forget, too, that there are those guys who are finding out this is either going to be their first Father's Day celebrating, or maybe they just found out they're going to be a father sometime this year. And that makes us all excited because it means more babies. And whenever we talk about babies, we talk about preborn. Whenever we talk about preborn, we talk to Scott Wilder with preborn. Scott, welcome back to the Bottom Line Show.
Really, Roger, it's great. And, you know, first a little thank you, I guess we should say. There are fathers and mothers. There are fathers that are going to be fathers for Father's Day this year, for the first time, because of what we did together last year.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that something? There are babies alive today that would not be otherwise had we not together provided ultrasounds last year. So we talk about it a lot as mothers and Mother's Day and how it impacts mothers. There's no question about that. I mean, the mothers really societally are the deciders in chief when it comes to what to do when you find you are unexpectedly pregnant, sadly, and sometimes, maybe many times, fathers are not a part of that.
True.
But when they are, it's amazing the impact that an ultrasound does in providing the truth, even to a father. So we have several stories like that we can tell you that I think will just, you know, make it perfectly clear. But congratulations to all the fathers who are first-time fathers this Father's Day. I remember my first Father's Day as a father. It turned out, though we didn't know at the time, that that was my dad's last Father's Day as a father alive.
Wow.
And so I have a picture of me and my daughter and my dad, which I'm so glad we took on that one and only day where you had three generations. He died quite young. And so congratulations to all fathers and really all fathers generally, you know, fathers and granddads. And it's such a blessing. You know, I know it's a burden sometimes to be sure. It can be a challenge, but it's a blessing too. And we're so excited to celebrate that and to introduce new dads to that blessing by providing ultrasounds to the moms of their children.
Well, let me jump in here and sound like a commercial for a radio ad here. But if you're thinking of a last-minute Father's Day gift, I can't think of anything better than an ultrasound for preborn. And here's why. Right. $28. That's all it takes. And that $28 donation, first of all, it's completely tax-deductible. Secondly, every penny that you donate to ultrasounds goes to the ultrasound. Third, if you remember that thrill, and Scott and I both do very, very well with our, you know, now adult children, the kids that we have, when we got that first, you know, announcement, and we didn't have this technology available to us. I remember they had to order an ultrasound on my oldest daughter because they thought she might be twins. She was growing rather rapidly. The doctor said, you know, there's a history of twins in the family. You might do that. Now, when two grandchildren born just in the past couple of months and looking at those 4D images every month or so, and then getting to hold little grandson Aiden, little granddaughter Natalie in our arms and look and say, I know you because I saw your pictures. You know, I mean, it's incredible. But $28 can be the difference between life and death for one of these kids, especially as Scott mentioned, in an unplanned pregnancy. If a woman finds out she's pregnant and she thought she was taking precautions and or didn't think it would ever happen to her, a lot of times with the wrong counsel, she'll choose, hey, I don't want to be pregnant anymore. And we are here to say, no, you don't have to go that drastic. You can do the parenting thing, or you can release that child for adoption. But that ultrasound with preborn makes all the difference. 833-850-BABY is the number to call. 833-850-BABY. Or just go to kbrightradio.com and click on the preborn banner. And Scott, there's nothing more gratifying. Every time we say $28 saves a life, so $280 saves 10. I mean, you could just do the math from there. We've been saving hundreds of babies, thousands through preborns every year.
Yeah, and you know, $28 a month, a lot of people decided to do, you know, not just a thing, you know, I totally get it. Sometimes when I have, you know, something I want to participate in, you know, I got it now, I want to give it now. And that's cool. Totally got it. $560 can save 20 babies. $280 saves 10 babies. You know, five babies for $140. By providing that ultrasound. But there are other things in my life, and I do some of these things, where I don't want it to be just a thing that I do. I kind of want it more to be a part of who I am. And so I do it every month. And so I have some things. They're really small. I mean, I'm not trying to big IKEA on it and just tell you, you know, big shot you and tell you what I do. I don't do very much at all. But it's a little bit over a long period of time. And so $28 a month can help save a baby a month for less than a dollar a day. So, it's, and you double the likelihood that she'll choose life. I mean, the statistics are remarkable. When you provide that ultrasound, you are helping change a heart. And more than 83% of the time, she chooses life.
Love that.
All because you provide the ultrasound. So I love to say it this way, because look, I was raised in the sort of a hardcore Southern Baptist background, and a lot of pressure to save souls and all this. It's like, dude, I'm not the convictor and the convincer. That's the Holy Spirit. I'm a communicator. That's all. And so I love this part of preborn. Provide the ultrasound. Say a prayer. Leave it there. And God will do the rest. It really is that simple. So the question is just, you know, do you have less than a dollar a day? Let's say you just do one over the course of the next month. That's only a dollar a day. It's the change left over from your lattes or whatever it is that you buy. It's the change in the console, you know. So if you want to do a monthly, that's great too. So monthly is good. One time is good. And I think, you know, especially now, and I don't want to get political about it because I've never said, as you know, Roger, I've never argued this as a political position. This is not about politics. This is about the heart. And bans and laws don't change people's hearts.
Right.
Only God changes a heart. However, this time of year, especially as we march toward the end of the year, it'd be easy, especially here. Honestly, I mean, I love it here. But especially here, it'd be easy to think if you're pro-life, for example, yeah, what I think doesn't matter. I mean, the whole tide is the other way. I can't do anything. Nothing I do will matter. Not true when it comes to providing ultrasounds. Yeah. I mean, for providing ultrasounds. So if you're looking for something to prove that you can make a difference, this is the way you can. When you provide an ultrasound. So we're excited again to do it. It's so easy to do. You just provide the introduction to a girl, for a girl to her baby for the very first time. Give her the first picture, first video she's ever going to have out of all those pictures she's ever going to take, you know, the first tooth, first step, first haircut, first step, first words, first grade, first dance, first date. Going off to college, first car. Out of all those pictures, you can provide today in the form of the ultrasound, the very first picture, very first video she's ever going to have of her baby. It'll be arguably the one that without which there might not be any of those future pictures. So it's great to do it together today. Let me just say a great word. You know, I know you'll probably brag on your own audience, but man, what an amazing thing recently to have, and this is also an option for anybody, an ultrasound machine. Every time I talk about it on the radio, I think there's no way anybody is ever going to do this. It's way too expensive. It's $15,000. You know, last year we placed 69 of those.
Wow.
That's more than one a week. So a long time ago, I just decided, I'm just going to say it. God will decide who needs to hear it. And congratulations and thank you. Somebody in this listening audience heard it and said, I want to provide enough in the form of an ultrasound machine to save thousands of babies for years and years to come. And so thank you, thank you, thank you to whoever that was.
Well, that was Reginald in Upland.
I couldn't remember the name.
And
Reginald,
I'm very, very particular to Upland because my mom was born in Upland. Okay, so Upland Highlanders all the way, and Reginald, way to represent not only Upland, but also your faith. And as Scott mentioned, putting your money where your testimony is, you know, in terms of that 15,000. Those ultrasound machines last and last and last. I mean, it's a better per ultrasound investment even than the $28 monthly contribution, because you figure that an ultrasound machine could do something like 250 ultrasounds a year for 10 years. I mean, that $15,000 is a negligible cost, but tax deductible. And Reginald, thank you for, you know, listening to God saying, hey, look, you've got this. today's the day. Let's make that investment now. And I think even Dave Ramsey couldn't argue with that.
That's quite an endorsement.
Yeah, 833-850-BABY is the number to call. And that number is 833-850-BABY, which is 2229. Or just go to kbriteradio.com, K-B-R-I-T-E radio.com. You'll see the preborn banner there. It kind of scrolls through. Click on it. And then as quickly, if you've got autofill on whatever card you want to use, you can make a $28 donation in 28 seconds or less. And you can actually make that $15,000 donation in record time, too, if you're using that card as well. Mm-hmm. And any point in between, Scott, we've had $5 donations. We've had $5,000 donations. Yeah. The name of the game here is every increment of $28 is statistically going to save another baby's life. And that's what we're pushing for here.
You know, we've talked about this before. And it's a phrase. There's several things. I know they're just like wilderisms or whatever. It's not about how much. It's about how many. It's not about how much any one person gives. It's about how, now we need $15,000. We need $5. But it's about how many of us will say, I want to be a part of it today.
Right.
Because we believe the doing is the proof that the feeling is real.
Yes.
You know, the Good Samaritan is remembered for what he did, not for what he felt, not for what he thought, not for how he changed his profile pic on his social media for that month. Yep. For what he did. The other guys in that story, they were men, were remembered for what they didn't do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as I've read and reread and reread that story again and again, where Jesus tells us who is our neighbor, he leads us to the conclusion. What does he say at the end of it? He says, go and do likewise. And another way to say it is, he points to the Samaritan and says, be like him. Do what he did. And that's what we have a chance today to do. I think I hearken back behind me in our studio in the great state of Texas, from whence I hail, is Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
Amen.
And that is not just us. Think of that. I used to talk about the radio and say, hey, Roger. So Roger is God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus, created for it to do good works, which God's prepared in advance for Roger to do. That's all true. But guess who else is God's handiwork? The baby in the womb is God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepares in advance for her to do. And she can't do any of those if she never exists. So today we provide those ultrasounds. So excited to do it. It's such a pleasure. It's not a burden. It's not a bummer. It's not a chore. It's not a drag. It's an honor that God would allow us to be him to them today and to stand so strong for life.
833-850-BABY is the number to call. Call Preborn today and mention the Bottom Line Show, K-Brite, KCBC, wherever you're listening, KLTT, KLDC. 833-850-BABY, 833-850-BABY. That's 2229. And give a Father's Day gift today. Let's face it. If your dad is old, my dad turns 91 next week. My dad does not need another tie. He doesn't need a box of chocolates, though my mom would appreciate that. She's 91 also. She'd love that box of chocolates. But you want to give a meaningful memory legacy gift in honor of someone, maybe someone who's gone on to be with the Lord. I mention this often, Scott, as we are parents with adult children. How many adult kids do you have, Lisa? And I have six. We make a donation for each one of them to preborn. You know, we've got grandchildren. That's going to start getting expensive. Pretty soon this could be tooth fairy money, but that's okay. But that's okay because it's a reminder. We do it monthly, and it's a reminder every month how grateful we are that God called us to be parents and now has called us into the grandparenting season. But if you're looking for that, you know, dad always said, I don't care. I give a Father's Day. I don't care. It doesn't really matter. Good. Take him up on that and say, yeah, dad, guess what we did? You are now responsible for, congratulations, there were five more ultrasounds done this month. Or we're going to do one ultrasound per month for the entire year in your honor because you were such an awesome dad. And preborn's going to take care of it. Scott, wouldn't you love to get that gift from one of your kids?
No, I would. We've talked about it for a long time. I mean, it's not that I have lots of stuff. I don't have lots of stuff. But I don't want lots of stuff. And I certainly don't need lots of stuff. I've always said the greatest present is your presence. That's what I want. I want the presence with a CE, not a TS.
Right.
So your presence, if you can, I'd love to spend time with you. Time is the greatest, most valuable commodity. And so, you know, if spending time together is the most important thing. The other stuff is great, but don't need it. Don't need an extra anything. Whatever it is, I don't need it. Don't really want it. And today you could say, hey, Dad, you were an awesome dad, and I want to honor you by saving five babies, by providing five ultrasounds, so that, you know, five more dads have a chance to experience what you experienced with me and what I've experienced with my own and experienced by being your child, your son, your daughter. So it's easy to do. It's ours to do. I mean, I don't know if you noticed, Roger, but the world does not join us in this. You know, they'll join us in building cinder block houses and digging wells and purifying water and clothing the naked and feeding the hungry. But when it comes to this, man, we are all by ourselves. I mean, if we don't do it, it's not going to be done. It's an inside job. And if the people of God don't stand up and say, that's a baby, or actually just provide the truth. See, the reason that the ultrasound is so powerful is because the ultrasound is the truth. Right. And the reason the truth is so powerful is because the lie has been so pervasive that it's not a baby. It's just an unviable tissue mass. When she sees her baby, when he sees her son, his son, when he hears that heartbeat, he just declares almost involuntarily, that's a baby.
Mm-hmm.
He knows that's a baby. And he says, I don't know what we're going to do, but I know we're not going to do. We're not going to have an abortion.
Right.
We're not going to abort my son. We're not going to abort our daughter. And so today, when you provide that truth, I mean, that's really what we're talking about. We had countless women, girls and women, who will say that they walked in the room thinking, no way, and walked out of the room thinking, I can't wait. I mean, it's a heart change that takes place, and only God changes a heart. So don't get caught up in the whole thing of, you know, it's politics and blah, 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 and doesn't matter. You know, not, we're not all made to hold a bullhorn or stand on a street corner. Look, the last family gathering, I got to tell you, probably like your family gathering, whoever you are listening, I was sitting right across the table from people who I'm related to, who disagree with me on some of the most fundamental things in the world. I'm not going to use that Easter time or Mother's Day or whatever it was to try and close that deal. But at the same time, it should not temper me from standing for what I know is true and to provide the ultrasound today. You know, the other side is loud and proud. They're wrong, but they're loud and proud. And we shouldn't be proud in a non-biblical sense, and we should not be loud in an offensive sense, but we also should not be ashamed or embarrassed of what we know is the truth. Because if we don't provide it, it won't be provided. If we don't share that truth in love, no judgment, with grace and mercy, it's not going to be shared.
Right.
It comes down to me and you providing this truth, knowing that 100% of what you give goes directly to providing ultrasounds. And in the event of a $15,000 one-time gift to provide an ultrasound machine, all $15,000, every single penny, goes directly to providing that ultrasound machine.
And that is really remarkable. Scott Wilder is with me today here on The Bottom Line. I'm Roger Marsh. We're talking about preborn and the outstanding ministry that they are, and especially with Father's Day coming up this Sunday. Now's the perfect time to make a donation. But Scott, in our final moments here, I know there's some people are saying, I don't believe it. Obviously, they've got overhead. They've got other different things. How is it that preborn can do this? And you and I have been doing this a long time. I've never seen anything like it where they can come on and say, and you look at the books and say, you're right. Every penny you donate to ultrasounds goes to ultrasounds.
It's really true. I should make that clearer as I do that every time, because we separately fundraise for overhead administrative.
Brilliant.
We have a couple of fundraisers. I had one in Florida earlier this year. And we generate all the money needed to run overhead and administrative. So that when we come on the radio, we can say with all purity and all transparency that 100% of what you give goes directly to providing ultrasounds. I think it is really truly the most holistic approach. Not to mention, I mean, that is huge. But beyond that, it's not just that moment choosing life. It's the beginning of a 2-year-long mentoring process that includes providing free maternity clothes, baby clothes, diapers, strollers, cribs, formula, parenting classes, all that. That's all provided. And it all begins with the ultrasound that you provide with us today.
833-850-BABY is the number to call. It's really easy to remember. 833-850-2229, which if you go to your keypad on your phone, it spells out B-A-B-Y. Or you can go to kbrightradio.com. We have a lot of people who go to our website. They click on the link there, and then they follow through with, if you've got a credit card that's already auto-populated, it's one of the easiest donations you can do. We recommend the $28 monthly donation, because then that way, over the course of the year, it's 28 bucks a month, which is less than a dollar a day. And it gives you the opportunity to save another baby's life every month. Or if you, like Scott mentioned, that $15,000 donation provides one ultrasound machine. And I'm not going to brag on us too much here with Preborn, Scott, but I've seen a lot of other ministries saying, hey, we need to raise, and they come up with some astronomical number for one ultrasound machine. And I'm like, wait, Preborn does it for 15,000. Why are you guys charging 60? You know, but so then you begin to realize, well, it's like we talked about. Mm-hmm. The dollars raised are for the ultrasound, and the ultrasound is at the cost. Correct. That full, they're not building any, no baking any admin costs.
Nope.
It's probably the truest, most altruistic donated dollar you will give this year. And so we're grateful for that. Scott Wilder with Preborn. Always a pleasure, Scott. Happy Father's Day in advance to you, brother.
Oh, you're so kind. And to you also. And Roger, I say it behind your back as well as to your face. I always love spending time on the radio with you.